we're down on numbers a little bit, but you know, our expectations are being met. I think we're happy with them. Our girls, obviously, we have some pretty talented kids, pretty young. Yeah, we're happy with the season.
No question. You look at the charts, and you've got some fast kids, spinning middle distances, and I guess start there with. McKenna Stark, a young sophomore in the 400, some other events as well. That lady's got a lot of talent, doesn't she?
She does. I see a future hip athlete there. There might be some people who want to pay attention to her. She got some hurdling skills too. She's mad at me because I don't let her hurdle, but we already got two pretty good hurdlers. 5'4" high jumper, yeah. She's just learning the eight a little bit, and she's about. I know. Well, right now she's 61 points, but I think she's better than that. But yeah, I think we're really excited about McKenna.
She is going to get some challenges in that once again high jump come this weekend or come on Saturday here in McCook, won't she?
Oh yes. It's our conference is it's as good as there is. 400 is pretty stacked. 800 is really stacked. The Bison, they got like six different girls in there that could run it. But yeah, it's a very good field of athletes. Yep.
Maddie Camry is another young sophomore. It's underclassmen who really stands out for you.
Yeah, they're all kind of long and lean. Maddie just set a broke her own school record last weekend. I think it was 15:37 in the hurdles. It was a loaded hurdle field in Lexington, and she just broke her own school record there. We're trying to get that long jump down.
Did you have a pretty good idea here a couple of years ago as these kids coming up from junior highs now early you know freshman sophomore years these girls are going to be pretty good?
Yeah, we did. We knew we had the kids coming. So you know McKenna Starkey she came to us just a couple of years ago, so probably not as much, but she's been a great addition. Yes.
And, you know, you could score some points. This girls' field is, you know, obviously going to be a tough one, but you feel like, hey, you can place pretty high, finishing up upper half of this Southwest Conference girls' division?
Yeah, you know, our program goals, doesn't mean we're going to get it. Program goals are always good. And if you meet that, you did pretty good. I think we have the ability to finish in the top two, but it's going to be a job. The McCook is just, they're three deep everywhere. I'm not sure we can compete with them. They're about 50 points up on the entire field, I think. But we feel like we have a good shot of top two. But you know, we could also be in the third or fourth because there's some great teams out there. Cozad and Gothenburg are really good.
How about on the boys' side, Coach? Feel like you know, is this a kind of a young team or once again? Kids that are just kind of learning the sport a little bit more, freshmen, sophomores, that the future looks bright for you?
Yeah, we knew we were going to be down numbers. We've been on a pretty good run numbers-wise, but we knew this hole was coming. But it's typical us. We try to be strong in the hurdles, and the coach promotes to have strong hurdlers again. And
that going to change, you feel like? Your junior high kids coming to the future going to fill those numbers a little bit better for you?
I hope so. We got a really good eighth grade class right now. You know, our throwers, we've been waiting on them. Now that they're juniors, they're starting to have an impact. And we have some kids are starting to have an impact on us, on our team. We just, you know, it usually takes about the junior year in the throws to do that. And they're doing that. And then we got some good throwers coming up. A lot of different athletes, so we're happy. Not a lot of them, but we have some high quality coming.